Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether you're making a delicious family meal or a post-workout snack, choose the farm fresh taste of Eggland's Best Eggs. Only Eggland's Best hens are fed their proprietary all-vegetarian feed. That's what makes their eggs more nutritious. With 10 times more vitamin E, 25% less saturated fat, and 6 times more vitamin D compared to ordinary eggs. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com to learn more.
Previously on Our Dumb Universe, our odd assemblage of heroes decides to go after the Fartknocker, a super-fast spaceship in hopes of reaching the Urbrain. But to do it, they'll have to sneak into the treasure ship of the Null Empire, the most ruthless aliens in the universe. What is to be done? By you? Listen to this, the next episode, episode 9, The Left Hand of Dan Kentness.
So now with the merch, I'm better than ever.
But I'm just happy to be back with you all. Sorry about the whole Spider-Earth blow-up thing. My bad.
We all fuzz up sometimes. Don't worry, it's fuzz under the bridge. But you look things, but tough, like you can punch pretty hard.
Beep, beep! Actually, she's quite delicate. If she strains too hard, all her stitching could rip and she'd fall apart.
We'll protect you, Fuzzle Fatinagus.
But you can call me Fuzzle Fatina for short.
I thought I was going with Fuzzle Fatibo.
No, I didn't agree to that.
But I said, what about the Fuzzinator? And then
I said, that was dumb. How about Fuzzle Fatina? And then I agreed that it would be...
Fine. Let's just go with Fuzzle Fatina. Fuzzle Fatina. Fuzzle Fatina. That's great. Call me that. Fuzzle Fatina.
Okay, sure. I definitely will.
Nicknames are great, but what's not great are these null jerks. They ain't gonna let us borrow the Fartknocker, even if we ask them first.
Especially if we ask them.
What if we give them all hugs?
No, they're immune to hugs. Look, many people have died trying to stop the null.
But we might just be the ragtag group of weirdos with enough gumption and teamwork to do it.
Huh. No, you'll probably die.
James is right. Teamwork. We're Earthlings, and Earthlings know all about teamwork. I might have been homeschooled between episodes of my very popular TV show, but I learned history, our Earth history, about team-ups. Like when basketball star Karl Malone and underwater explorer Jacques Cousteau teamed up to defeat the mythical hopping mad monster Spring-Heeled Jack at the opening of the Mall of America.
I don't think that happened.
You probably didn't hear about it in Greenland.
I didn't hear about it either.
And that is a searing indictment of our educational system. But back to me. When I was a kid, I dreamed me and Brushy could team up like that. Such team, such work, such.
In the fields of Minnesota, August 92, the greatest mall ever designed was set to open soon. With a Cinnabon and ice rink and Rainforest Cafe, 'twas the peak of architecture both then and today. But someone was up to something so mad that he was jumping around. The ghost called Spring-Heeled Jack planned to tear this mall right back to the ground. Spring-Heeled Jack been reading marks for an uncredited course, and he got some big ideas he planned to test by force. But little did he know two heroes happened to be in attendance at the ribbon-cutting ceremony. Forward for the Utah Jazz, the mailman, also known as Karl Malone. And with his orca den underwater, main man Jacques Cousteau. Oh, you know that gonna don't dunk and well. As Spring-Heeled Jack unveiled himself to a sail, the structure of the mall.
Woo.
before he takes to the air. A perfect alley, you dance past a perfect swoop and a dunk. Right on the jacket's head, that's when that ghost is set on song. Because they're gonna jump, dunk, and wail. A dream change means to prevail. They brought it to the post to send that freaky ghost to jail. Yeah, you gotta jump, dunk, and wail. When you team up, you just can't fail. Gotta double team your troubles, get your power double to prevail. Full court press. Don't scuff the floor.
Story. Wait, that gives me an idea.
About how to steal the fart knocker and defeat the null?
What? No. That would be nice. Ah, well. But hey, announcer, why don't you come and join us? Maybe we can get your stink planet back.
Will that be impossible? J. Ames, the announcer, has obviously taken a vow to not intercede and instead lives a lonely, sad life merely recording and cast-potting about people who do, while he, in his pathetic way, does nothing. Just watching like some sort of impotent, sad purr.
Huh? What? No way! I intercede all the time. I interceded by bringing you all here, telling you about the null and the fart knocker. I'm all about the interfering. I'm actually crushing a microplanet right now with my finger. Take that, tiny world! Smoosh, smoosh! So, yeah, I'm interceding all up in this place.
Oh! In that case, join us!
Hard pass. I'm not going anywhere near the null.
Plus, boop boop, we have some really hardcore stuff planned for later. We're gonna get boop and filthy.
Oh, yeah. Also, I have this new idea for a cast pod where I just get some of my buddies together and we make fun of craters. I'm thinking of calling it Crater Haters.
I'd like Rachel. And subscribe to that.
Great. And while you all were doing that, I came up with a plan. I typed it all out and made copies.
Where'd you make copies?
That printer there. Also, James, you're out of toner.
Oh, man, I just ordered... Did you have to print it in so many colors?
No, but yes. Now, as long as we follow this 82-page plan, plus dedication, index, and endnotes, we'll be golden.
Hooray!
Yes, we can do it. Now, to the bathroom.
Spaceship.
Spaceship, right.
And on that note, Fuzzo and associates, away!
Why is it never the bathroom? Ah, oh, well. Yay, let's go.
Detective, are you all right?
Ah, sure. Yeah, it's just a lot of awaying. The puppets don't get tired, but my man meat is sagging.
Gross, but indeed it's been a lot. I've always figured I'd live a caribou's life. Instead, it's more musk ox.
I'm pretty musky, but not so much ox.
I was happy with small things, but then all of it went weird ways. My home sunk, my planet exploded.
I don't blame yourself.
I'm not.
Well, you lost your island and your planet. That's sort of careless. Just saying.
Uh-huh.
But we all beef it sometimes. Hey, you know what's funny?
A duck in a hat?
Yeah, that. But also, you're kind of my best friend.
That's... huh.
Pathetic?
Yes. But also, in some ways, it's the same for me. We've been through a lot. And I even had to deal with three of you.
Yeah, I got some of those memories, even though I'm not sure how. Temporal realities are...
vexing?
I was gonna say mustache, but yours is better.
Let's go to the ship.
Can you carry me?
Metaphorically, I have been this whole time. Now, let's go.
Sure, but I meant literally this time, like piggyback, or pony friend, or side mule, Val. Come back. Ah, nuts. Wait up.
This episode is brought to you by Etsy. Looking to instantly upgrade your Mother's Day gift from typical to meaningful? Shop Etsy. Now until May 12th, get up to 30% off personalized jewelry, style, decor, and so many other items mom will love. And if you want her to know you put a ton of thought into her present, use Gift Mode. Gift Mode on Etsy takes the stress out of gifting so you can easily find well-crafted, original, and affordable pieces from small shops. Just tap or click Gift Mode on your Etsy app or Etsy.com. Then answer a few short questions about mom, and Gift Mode instantly gives you curated ideas based on hundreds of personas. Need something original and affordable for Mother's Day? Etsy has it. Shop until May 12th for up to 30% off gifts for mom. Terms apply.
If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Got it. We're going to enter Null Space in just a minute. Everyone ready for our overly complicated plan with many, many moving parts?
Let's just run over it one more time.
Everyone listen close, let's have another go. At heart, this plan is simply complicated. Eventually, we'll warp full deep into Null Space. But first, we'll make some major changes.
Switching to a ship, why so big into disguise? Pitch a tip with string like circuit ship, will look like truth, they'll never surprise. Catch them, they'll be surprised. Oh, oh, oh.
Positive critique. I'm always muy interested in honest feedback.
Yeah, thanks.
Focus here, focus.
I got my space boots on, but I need someone to tie them. I don't know how to tie laces.
I've got you, sis. Remember, the rabbit folds around the hole, around the bend, and there you go.
You just tied a tie on me.
Oh, yeah. Huh. But it's a snazzy tie. You look like a CEO.
I'm an executive! Hi, so, big rough chill!
Here goes nothing. Let's get that masking signal online. Everyone remember the next part?
When Sol and Null are drugged, we slip into phase three. Lore and Pangla sneak aboard the Null treasure ship. We all will follow one by one, we'll say we need to find the loo and take a piss. The Fartnoker will find it bored and speed out on our way. Alive and free to head straight for the brain.
This plan has
unauthorized ship, you have entered Null Space. Prepare to be boarded.
Did we beef it?
Yeah, all that sing prep for nothing.
Well, at least we tried. Well, not really. But what is trying but just the sucker bet on the roulette wheel of too many promises? My pops used to put my leg in the freezer so I'd have cold feet. He thought it'd make me a hockey star, but then Roni, the drunk Zamboni driver, smushed my skating foot. I became a flatfoot, a cop, a gumshoe. And whose shoe was the gum stuck to? It was...
Quiet, you. You've been boarded by the Null Patrol.
Whoa, that was fast.
Not really. You were going on forever about that Zamboni...
Enough! You are lucky. Our sensors indicate that you are the one the Valmach is looking for. The special one. Prepare to be towed to the Purple Nothing. The Null is void!
Special one? How strange.
Stupid Null. I hate them so much.
Hate? What? Why?
Oh, you're still here. I thought you left to go tow us.
I was, but you're sort of blocking my way.
Do you need to...
If I could just...
You're stepping on my...
Okay, wait, I didn't see you down there. I managed to get in here.
What if we turn seal ways?
Okay.
Like
okay.
This?
Okay.
Said seal ways. That's not
something he's dodging my arm.
It's me. It's
like, all right.
I'm dodging my arm. No, seal ways. Like a seal.
That's worse. Now I'm even farther away.
Okay.
My language doesn't have that differentiation, so your correction is lost on me. I know when someone's being pedantic. All right, here we are. Okay, good. Now I'm by the door. Prepare to be towed.
He seems nice.
He's part of an evil, spleen-worshipping death cult empire.
But he's got a nice tushy.
I can't deny that.
You could bounce a quarter off.
Tied buns or not, this could work in our favor.
Indeed, a special one. He probably means me. Being the emperor and all.
It could be me. I am the chosen one, born of truth and fuzz.
Yeah. So it's either Pangla, me, or Blore, but probably me.
Yay, being chosen! Most likely me.
We'll find out soon enough. Look, there's the Purple Nothing.
Welcome aboard the Purple Nothing, fools. The Valmach will see you in the Cuttle Cup.
Oh, that doesn't sound so bad.
It's called that because the viscera of the disemboweled slide down the walls and are cuddled in a large cup of guts. Just follow the blinking lights.
Okay, we have one shot to take him down. Surprise him.
Yeah, I don't know.
I believe in you, brother.
We're the last beings of Earth. As your emperor...
Not my emperor.
This isn't the time for partisan politics. This is my chance to save all you jerks. No offense, Pangla.
None taken. I can be a bit of a bad moody Rudy when I wake up on the wrong side of the bed.
I can defeat this Null nerd. I don't think you...
It's time for me to take down this kobold emperor to emperor.
Here we are.
Welcome to the Cuddle Cup. For our convenience, please remove any items that could get caught in the blood drains on the cutting floor. Thanks for visiting. Abandon all, hold. Ye who enter here.
Valmach Kobold. So, I wanted to...
No! Oh!
Oh, my God!
Can stop my awesome moves.
Yeah, I'll just punch myself and run around the corner.
I made my move, I tried to breathe, I met my match, we met defeat. Is this the end? Now we must wait and see.
That was fun. You all tried and failed, but I applaud the effort. But now, let's get to the killing. You first, Fluffy.
But I'm the Emperor. I'm supposed to die a purposeful, noble death.
All deaths are small. Such is the wisdom of the Ur-spleen.
Yipe!
And now, to slowly and dramatically pull back my spear and then get ready and...
Oh! I'll stop you!
Wow, look at Fuzzlumpatinagus unleash her inner Fuzzlumpatinagus on that guy. Go, Fuzzlumpatinagus!
She prefers to go by Fuzzlumpatina.
No, you're too delicate, Fuzzlumpatina. You're stitching!
No, my Emperor. You made the fuzzy world. You brought us together. In this case, very together.
You all are my friends. I'll save you all.
Wow. Impressed. Brute strength. Fun, yes. Punches really hurt, but my spear will...
No spear for you.
You... grabbed it and threw it away! No fair!
You're no fair. Or even a block party. Block parties and fairs are fun.
You're twisting me in ways that I don't twist!
Promise you won't stab my friends to death. Promise? No more stabbing.
Or what?
We give you real pain.
Damn, you're good. Okay, okay, I won't stab any of them to death. Neat! Intense. Oh, you don't look so
good. Oh, too much.
No.
Oh.
You're stitching.
No.
She's coming
it's
apart.
It's good. I only wanted
saved.
To make a difference.
Brains. Oh. Hey, girl. I
love
you.
Love you too, babe. Love you.
Goodbye.
She's unraveled, turning into a pile of felt ribbons and an apple.
Apple is free, yes.
Hey, look, an apple.
Oh,
yum.
No.
Look.
Ow. Oh. Ah.
I love it when my food feels pain. Nice. So, yeah, woo, what a workout. Now, to grab my old spear.
She's gone. She saved us. Oh, that is so...
stupid! Self-sacrifice for what? She died so you all could live? Dumb, so dumb, that's your problem. Weakness. What a bunch of dumb, stupid dum-dums. You all dumb.
We get it. We're dumb.
She did beat you up pretty good, so maybe you're the dum-dum.
What? I'll stab the stuffing out of a... Oh, right. I promise not to. Okay. Right, okay. Well, a deal is a deal, even with a dirty dealer. Man, I am seething with rage. Ma, troopers!
You call Lord Kavol?
Just stand near the edge there. Yep, right there. Okay, stop. No, forward just a bit. There. Hold. And here we go.
He's killing his own troops.
So much blood.
Still good.
Just got hurt.
Still going so
it's
much.
Really.
Oh, that's gonna stop.
Visceral.
Oh, nope. Still going.
Yeah, the last one live is a warning.
Oh,
he killed him more than the rest.
And done. Holy bofooly, that gets the stabbies out. So much better. I just really needed that.
You killed your own troops.
Yeah? Well, that's how it works. You kill others. You don't die for them. Get it? Right. Now let's reset. So, welcome to the Cuddle Cup.
Actually, it's good you didn't kill me. I'm the Emperor of Earth, the Chosen One. I'm special. Didn't you want to talk to me? Isn't that why you brought us here?
You? No, 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 no.
Oh, then me?
No, him.
Them?
No, you.
Lord.
Oh? No, you.
Detective Dan Kent?
Me? But I'm just a broke-down sop of a slop.
Hardly. You're more slop than you realize. It's so good to finally see you. Welcome home, son.
Holy hot dog in a bun hole! Dan Kent is Velmok Kavold's son? What does this mean? How can this mean? Is he mean? Will he sell out his Earth friends? Can Kavold even be stopped? Find out next time on Our Dumb Universe, Episode 10, The Null Morpheme!
The Fall of the House of Sunshine is a Roy Gold production. It was written by Jonathan Goldberg with music by Matt Roy Berger. Learn more about the show and cast at podmusical.com. Send us your questions for our post-series Q&A episode to podmusical@gmail.com. Get your cues aid. And when life gives you cumins, make Q&A'd. Long walk for that one. Make sure to like, rate, subscribe, and most of all, have a suntabulous bicuspid of a day.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.